Just because we don't like something or we disagree with someone doesn't necessarily cause us to sin. But living with offense does indeed wound our conscience and create distance between ourselves and God. For the remedy, I quote Bob Newhart, "Stop it.
Stop it."
I'll say it again for those who harbor offenses. Stop it. Ask yourself, why am I so offended? What's at the heart of it? Yes, it's true. We have the right to be offended and thus be a victim or martyr if we want to. That's true. But where does all that go? To what end? Did it draw us closer to God? Why are so many of us seemingly so willing to carry a weight which is not ours to carry? Who required you to carry it? Yep, it wasn't God. Matthew 11:28-30. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Do we think that's only about the burdens of life or being discouraged and saddened? It's all about not being offended and letting it settle in our pockets like a little sand that is completely at home right down at the bottom in the seam. At first, offense is in the bottom of our pockets like a little lint. But over time, if allowed to remain, it seems to grow like fungus in the dark. And the next thing you know, your pockets are full of horrible things which were never intended to be there. Offense sets in the craw of so many fellowships. It has driven many to close their doors and to terminate fruitful relationships. It is like pride. It will drive the laughter from our hearts. It will cause us to slit our eyes to see only what we want to see, cause our hearts to hear only what we want to hear, and will change the song in our hearts to the braying of a donkey. This is no small thing. We are offended at wrong doctrine. We are offended that someone didn't take our suggestions. We're offended that leadership didn't tell someone to be quiet. We're offended because our friends tell us their boundaries in the event we are inappropriate. We're offended if we aren't given the ministry we think we should have. We're offended if someone is honest with us. We're offended if someone isn't honest with us. We're offended at what some people wear to church or don't wear to church. Often we are even offended because someone is offended. One time, I noticed the woman on my left was breathing hard and had a sneer on her face. Well, being adventurous, I whispered to her, asking what was wrong. She whispered back, saying with real venom and a sneer,
"That woman over there, just look at her shoes."
I casually looked, and what I saw was a young woman wearing open-toed high heels with a strap that crisscrossed around up her calves to just under her knee. I whispered back to the woman,
"What's wrong with that?"
She said with dripping contempt,
"They're hooker shoes. It's just not right to wear shoes like that to church."
I mean, she was really upset and offended. I had to chuckle. And then I laughed. And then she was offended at me too. Shortly, with contempt on her face, she left in a huff, glaring at the pastor and his wife, like they had anything to do with anything. What's really at the heart of offense? Can we be honest, transparent, and vulnerable enough to get to the root of our offense? It takes courage, honesty, and a willingness to resolve. And while we're at it, why do we have such a difficult time being honest with ourselves about ourselves? I mean, think about it. We tell ourselves all sorts of stuff that just is so complicated in the long run, when the truth would have been so much simpler.